You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So let me ask you something. When was the last time you had a genuinely great meal on an airplane? And I don't mean great for an airplane, I mean a meal you would actually order again if it showed up on a menu at a restaurant on the ground. Because there are a handful of carriers right now in 2026 that are doing exactly that in their business class cabins. And whether you fly the pointy end for work or you're a regional captain deadheading home, this is worth paying attention to. The gap between what some airlines serve and what others serve has never been wider. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. All right, let's talk about who is actually getting this right. Simple Flying put together a list this year of the five airlines doing business class dining at the highest level, and the names on it are not surprising if you have been paying attention to the long-haul premium market. But the details are worth knowing, because what these carriers are doing with onboard catering tells you a lot about where commercial aviation is headed as an industry. Start at the top, Singapore Airlines. They have been the gold standard for a long time now, and 2026 is no different. Their partnership with a rotating roster of celebrity chefs is not just a marketing play. They fly meals developed by chefs who hold Michelin stars. We're talking about multi-course tasting menus with ingredients sourced specifically for altitude, and that is the key detail that separates the best from the rest. At cruise altitude, your taste buds are suppressed. The low cabin humidity, the lower air pressure, it all dulls your palate. Singapore Airlines and their culinary partners actually design dishes around that reality. They increase seasoning profiles, they lean into umami-rich ingredients. It is food science married to fine dining, and they do it at flight level 350. Number 2, Qatar Airways. The Doha-based carrier has been on a tear in the premium cabin space. Their Q-Suite product gets most of the attention for the hardware, and it should. It is one of the best business class seats in the sky. But the food program is just as deliberate. Qatar works with chefs who develop regionally specific menus depending on the route. If you are flying Doha to Tokyo, the menu reflects that. Doha to London, different story. They are not running one global catering program and calling it a day. Each route gets attention. And their lounge dining at Hamad International in Doha is essentially a five-star restaurant that happens to be in an airport. The whole experience is integrated. Third on the list, ANA, All Nippon Airways. Japan's largest airline has always punched above its weight in service quality, and their business class dining reflects that culture of precision. ANA's The Connoisseur's menu program brings in Japanese chefs who treat the in-flight meal as an extension of traditional kaseki dining. That is the multi-course Japanese culinary art form built around seasonal ingredients, beautiful presentation, and balance. You will get dishes on an ANA flight from Tokyo to New York that you would find in a high-end restaurant in Ginza, and they pair it with an outstanding sake and Japanese whiskey selection. If you have never flown ANA long haul in the front cabin, it is a revelation. Number 4, Turkish Airlines. This one surprises some people, but it should not. Turkish has been climbing the ranks in premium dining for years. They operate out of Istanbul, which sits at the crossroads of European, Middle Eastern, and Central Asian cuisine. Their catering operation, called Turkish DO and CO, is one of the largest airline catering companies in the world, and they supply not just Turkish Airlines, but other carriers as well. The business class menus feature dishes drawn from Ottoman culinary traditions alongside modern European techniques, and their flying chefs program puts an actual chef on long-haul flights to plate and serve meals in real time. That is not reheating a tray, that is cooking to order at altitude. Remarkable operation. And fifth, Emirates. The Dubai-based carrier has always been about the premium experience, and their business class dining reflects that ambition. Emirates invests heavily in their catering facilities in Dubai. We are talking about one of the largest flight catering operations on the planet. They produce something north of 200,000 meals a day across all classes. In business, the menus rotate frequently and feature dishes developed with regional palates in mind. The wine program alone is staggering. Emirates reportedly has one of the largest wine cellars of any airline in the world, managed by sommeliers who select vintages specifically for the way they taste at reduced cabin pressure. Now, here's why this matters beyond just who has the best chicken or fish. If you're a pilot, especially if you fly for a living or you're working toward that, the investment these carriers make in premium cabin dining is a direct indicator of how they view the economics of long-haul flying. These airlines are not spending this kind of money on food because they are generous. They are spending it because the premium cabin is where the revenue is. On a typical long-haul widebody, the front 30 or 40 seats can generate as much revenue as the 200 seats behind them. Business class dining is a competitive weapon. It drives loyalty. It drives corporate contracts. It drives the kind of repeat business that funds fleet renewal, route expansion, and yes, pilot hiring. When you see an airline investing in its premium product, you're looking at an airline that believes in the future of long-haul aviation. And right now, every one of these five carriers is expanding. Singapore Airlines is growing its fleet with Airbus A350-1000s. Qatar is taking delivery of Boeing 777s. ANA is modernizing. Turkish just opened one of the largest airports in the world. Emirates continues to be one of the biggest operators of the Airbus A380. For the general aviation pilot listening to this, there's an interesting parallel too. We talk a lot about the flying experience from the left seat. These airlines are obsessing over the experience from seat 2α. It is a reminder that aviation, whether you're flying a Cessna 172 or sitting in a Q suite over the Atlantic, is about more than just getting from point A to point B. It is the experience of being up there. And if nothing else, next time you're packing a sandwich in your flight bag for a 3-hour cross country, just know that somewhere over the Pacific, someone is eating seared Wagyu with a glass of Bordeaux at flight level 410. Something to aspire to. Reporting today drawn from Simple Flying's 2026 Business Class Dining Roundup. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Safe flying out there.